And let's turn now to the two giant mortgage companies that work with banks. Many people want to find out who's to blame for the big stock sell-off at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The giant mortgage companies are in enough trouble that the federal government is stepping in this week. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it may already know one of the main culprits. It's asking if stock manipulators sought to profit by driving down the company's price. SEC Chairman Christopher Cox says his agency is temporarily banning a common investment practice, which may have been used against the mortgage companies. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Chairman Cox has fielded some criticism lately for being a less-than-forceful presence during the government's efforts to repair the damage from the subprime crisis. Yesterday, he told the Senate Banking Committee his agency has launched some 40 investigations of subprime lenders, investment banks, and securities brokers. He said the commission had sued one trader who spread false information about a pending acquisition using instant messaging.
The false rumors that he started caused the stock to drop by 17% and caused a wipeout of market capitalization of $1 billion in 30 minutes.
And Cox made clear he thinks a similar kind of price manipulation may have been behind the recent nosedive in shares of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. As a result, he said the SEC would take aim at a practice called naked short selling. The practice, which is perhaps too complicated to explain here, involves placing a kind of bet that a stock will lose value. And though it's not technically illegal, critics say it's often used to drive down the value of a stock price artificially, which is. Cox said the agency would temporarily bar naked short selling of Fannie and Freddie stock and also that of 17 big brokerage firms and investment banks. Former federal prosecutor Jacob Frankel of the law firm Shulman Rogers says it's about time the SEC gets serious about naked short selling, which has been a problem on Wall Street for years. But he noted that the SEC had only taken notice of the problem when it affected big name companies.
What is striking is that here the SEC is stepping out to protect Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and major brokerage firms from a manipulative technique that has eviscerated and decimated many smaller companies for many, many years.
In fact, he says naked short selling is actually less of a threat to big companies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They have so many shares of stock that their price is much harder to manipulate. And there was other criticism.
Making a big hoop-de-doo about naked short selling is just like saying, hey, we have all these rules on the books, and now we've decided we're going to enforce them.
William Fleckenstein, who runs a Seattle investment company that shorts stocks, says changing the rules on naked short selling is unnecessary. He says there are already laws against stock manipulation. Fleckenstein also says Cox and the SEC are scapegoating short sellers for what's happened to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Do they really think that all of these bad assets and all of these problems are occurring because short sellers are pushing down the prices of the stocks? It's so absurd. I mean, it's hard to put into words how absurd it is.
Fleckenstein is the author of a book called Greenspan's Bubbles, and he says the real culprits in the Fannie-Freddie crisis were the federal regulators who sat back and allowed the housing debacle to happen. But SEC officials say they also believe that some stock manipulation may have contributed to the problem and that they're ready to take aggressive action to try to keep it from happening anymore. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the SEC has issued subpoenas to some 50 hedge fund advisors. The SEC reportedly believes they may have tried to manipulate the shares of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.